my cool kid?
Oh yeah. I'm flossing, you know, epic apple. Also make an apple sign because I'm not on one side, really. So yeah. Oh my god, that was so awkward. Ah. Okay. Welcome back to the AIE podcast, the daily podcast. I know our five to 12 viewers who listen. G'day. Thank you for listening. Hope you're enjoying the podcast. And that's it, JK. Got him. Yeah, I'm being really weird. I'm honestly in a very chill mood. No stress tomorrow. On a Friday. So nice. Honestly, so nice. So chill. Most chill. Chillaxidus. Like Mr. Freeze. Okay, so today's AIE podcast is what do I want to do today? I don't plan these, okay? Sometimes I do, like the one yesterday. I didn't write a note, like a script, but I didn't know what I wanted to talk about. And now, I want to talk about a few, like kind of the deeper meaning of AJR songs. So, I've been reading a lot of articles, obviously, because I love AJR, about AJR and the new album. Okay, that sentence was... I don't know if it's grammatically wrong, but I know, okay? Just stop. Seriously. So, let's unlock the deeper meaning of OK Orchestra. If you haven't listened to OK Orchestra, go do that now. I'll give you 10 seconds to get off the podcast and come back after you listen to the, 30-minute album, okay? Okay? Good job. You left. And now you're back. That's so weird, but... Yeah, okay. So let's start off. Every AJR album kind of has a little overture to it. It's kind of like in a play. You start off with something really big and really awesome. And... I see their last album, Neo Theater. Go check that out also. Don't even listen to the whole thing, but it didn't have an overture, but everyone wanted it, so we got it. The first song we want to talk about is Bummerland. It's a hopeful song, but not one that's like hopeful, but not stupid. That's how I kind of put it as, because they're being hopeful, like Bummerland, here I am. It's going to take our summer plans, but... we're okay, so yeah. But it's not like, no issues here. So, okay. We're starting off badly, so shut your mouth. Your little tiny teeny. I'm sorry, that was rude of me. I'm very sorry. Their next song, this is how kind of I see it. Like, this is how I took the songs. And so, if they're not really correct, then sorry, okay? Next is 3 o'clock things. It's kind of about the dumb things we think about 3 o'clock, and it kind of starts from a little more light note. 3 o'clock things starts from, let's look at the lyrics. I don't remember every song at once. When you're in the zone, you do. 3 o'clock things. So it's like talking about the starts, like how they paid for college when it said they could just be on YouTube. And it's just kind of fun. And then it goes into something like, we vote for someone. And how you really don't get a decision. And the weird things you think about at 3 o'clock. And it's kind of a follow-up to 3:30. Obviously, 3:30 is a later time, but... 3:30 was in AJR's, one of their older albums, so it's kind of a follow-up to that. It's different, but it adds something. Next is their song My Play, and My Play is about just a divorce and trying to act sane during that kind of period of time. Oh my god, that was sorry. So, My Play is the divorce of their parents. It's honestly very sad. So, yeah. It's a great song. Next would be, let's go to their next song. Joe. So Joe is this guy he used to look up about. So we don't really, Joe's probably his bully, but also someone he admired. He was someone they admired, honestly. they kind of look to him as God, and how he kind of failed them. So yeah, and how like he's older now, so it's kind of about reminiscing of the past and this guy named Joe who they kind of looked up to, but now they want to know where Joe is because they're grown up. Yeah. Next is about Adventures Out There. Adventures Out There is just going out, getting out there, and like just it's pushing you forward. It's kind of that song that's like Adventures Out There, so why am I in here? And it actually is a really good song during this kind of period of quarantine. We're not able to go out, but you have that feeling that you want to do something. So like, oh my, holy moly, it's a real do nothing day. And you want to try everything. It's boring. That's kind of it there. Next would be Bang. Honestly, Bang is the one like, it's kind of acknowledging a transition from childhood to adult, where you're not really an adult yet, you're not old enough to be one, but you don't feel like a child because you feel like you're mature. So me, I'm still young, but I'm so mature. Next is the one that at first I really didn't understand, but the more you listen to it, you really do. The trick is about how you make a bunch of compulsive lies just to fit in, and so because you yourself don't really fit in anywhere, so you compulsively lie and lie and lie, and you make more lies to fit in. I used to be a big compulsive liar, so it resonated. It stuck. Next was Ordinary-ish People. This was another one that, like, I think you can actually get the message quite quickly. It's about how you're not enough of one group. You're not enough of a hippie, but you're not enough of a, like, real worker. You're not smart, but you're not dumb. You're just in that kind of in-between. You're a tweener. Yeah. Next song. Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty is obviously based off the original, like, children's story about how he falls. But this one has a really deep meaning. So I think that kind of resonated with me. Okay, you know what? Just don't think about it. It does not. So, Humpty Dumpty is a song about how Humpty Dumpty, whenever he falls, he won't scream, and he'll scream when no one's around. The line is like, Humpty Dumpty went Humpty Dumpty when Humpty Dumpty went down. He said, screw it, I'm a smile right through it, and I'll scream when no one's around. And so he's hiding the emotion, the pain that he's felt, and it's a deeper meaning, so yeah. World's Smallest Violin. It's like when you kind of think of it as it's not really like when someone's whining and you don't want to hear it. That's what the original World's Smallest Violin was. But this one is about not really living up to expectations. So let's go to the lyrics. And so, especially the line, my shiz, don't feel so grand. It's about how he hasn't lived up to what his parents and his grandparents were. And he never really, and he feels a lot of shame. And how the line is, the world's smallest violin really needs an audience. So if there's no one to whine to about it also. So just a little bit about that. Next would be Way Less Sad. It's not really like your way. I have a lot of hiccups because, you know, yeah. It's kind of like, it's an interesting take on kind of being happy and like how it's a state of mind. And so it has no correlation with the world around us. And it's the thought of, like, good things will make you happier, but it's not really true. Like, let's go into the lyrics. Lyrics. So it's like, I should move because New York is getting money out. There's LA, but it's always kind of sunny out, and I don't want to hurt no more. So he's trying to, like, things that probably will make him... Things in real life won't always make him happy, like, changes like that. And last is Christmas in June. And that one, like, it's the understanding that... You're not always gonna... So you and them and this girl... Them, like, one of them and this girl... They really like each other, but they're always on tour, and they can't be together because they're always doing something. And he wants to do Christmas in June, or marriage in June, because that's the one time they're not touring. So, yeah, that's it for the podcast. Sorry, this one's a little long, and I'll go for a little shorter one tomorrow. Peace out, my good guys. Bye, guys.